WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
...2019 was a big year for tap dancer Ayodele Cassell. In fact, the New York Times declared her one of the biggest breakout stars of 2019. She was actually featured on our show twice last year, once to discuss her collaboration with Afro-Latin jazz composer Arturo O'Farrell called City on the Move, and once to perform live with him. Yeah, it was as cool as it sounds. Now Ayodele is passing the mic to some of her fellow tap performers in the sixth installment of her series, Diary of a Tap Dancer, commissioned by New York City Center and co-directed by her wife, creative director and arts educator, Toria Beard. Titled Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 6, Us, the web series features testimonials and performances from tap legends like Ted Louis Levy and up-and-coming stars like Andre Imanishishi, hope I got that right, I didn't, and Star Dixon. They talk about addiction and racial justice, finding their voice, and of course, their deep and abiding love for the art of tap dancing. New installments of Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 6, Us, premiere every Tuesday at noon on the City Center website, and on City Center's social media channels. Ayodele and Toria join me now. Ayodele, welcome back.
Hi, it's so nice to be here. Thank you, Allison.
And Toria, nice to meet you for the first time.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you.
So tell us about the title, Ayodele. Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 6, Us.
Yes, yeah, so this is actually, as you, by the title, it's the sixth installment of this. The first one was in 2005. It was actually my very first time being invited to present work as a choreographer with other people. Up to that point, I had just been a soloist. And basically it was just an effort for me to amplify the voices of my peers and my community of tap dancers. I felt like I wanted audiences to get to know us better so that they could appreciate the art of tap dance better. Up until that point, I felt like people were just kind of commenting on, you know, how the virtuosity of the form and how magical it was. But I felt like from a humanistic standpoint, I think that there was something that there was a gap. And so I felt like if I created something where we really got to share who we are, where we come from, and our relationship to the dance, that people could see themselves in us, and then the dancing would be an incredible bonus. And so I've done about four installations in various places, various theaters, with usually about four dancers. The fifth one was researching and developing version five with the women at Radcliffe University when I had my fellowship last year. And then we're here to version six. We're in New York City Center, and Stanford Makishi in particular asked me what I would like to do and invited me to use the platform. And I said, you know what? I want to introduce like way more people to my community. And here we are, version six, us. It's a lot of us. You know, it's 10 featured performers. We have about 30 tap dancers in our intro, and I'm really, really proud of it.
So, Toria, as you approach this project, what was your goal for it? What was your creative goal?
My creative goal, I think I'm really interested in the idea of expanding the notion of how stories can be told, how stories, how concepts can be communicated. And I'm obsessed with the possibility within tap to do that. So my goal really was just to lean into the impulses of all of the artists, and also sort of like tell their story in the way that felt authentic to them, while at the same time showing that there is no limit to what tap dance can hold.
Ayodele, tell us about this partnership with New York City Center. What does this mean for the project and for you?
Oh, well, first of all, I love New York City Center. We have sort of like fallen into a family relationship over the years, and I love it so much. I did fall for dance, so just as a dancer, and then I was invited to be part of the artist board there at Encores when Janine Tesori was the artistic director, and actually Toria Beard was on there with me as well. And then I choreographed Rosie for Encores with Lee Silverman as director. And actually, Toria also assisted me on that project. And then they were launching a new project called City Center on the Move for, you know, which is where I was there last year with you all, which is so fun. Mm-hmm. It was so great to listen to Arturo and I from that event. But I love them. I think that they are, first of all, I'm so proud that they see tap dancing and that they value tap dancers and the form, mm-hmm. and the fact that they keep asking me to contribute to, you know, just their environment, and that I feel really respected and I feel excited and I feel valued by the organization and the institution. And so I love them. I love everybody there.
So Toria, there was a very knowing chuckle during Ayodele's description of your collaboration from you. What's that about?
It's just when you hear her like catalog everything, it's a lot. And I've been a part of all of these different processes, and I just would like to add that as an artist that is not on stage, it's also been really rewarding for me to continue to have opportunities to grow my contribution to these projects as well. So I'm also very grateful to everyone at City Center, and also feel like a part of the family and welcomed and supported there.
My guests are Ayodele Cassell and Toria Beard. We're talking about Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 6, Us, a web series. New installments drop Tuesdays at noon on City Center's website. Toria, what was the challenge of directing this series during this moment and in this moment?
Yes, the challenge is, I mean, one obvious thing is just not being able to be together or not being able to be there capturing footage. There's so much that is communicated, how shall I say it? Kind of like by energy when we're mm-hmm. together, and we're all, you know, we all know each other well. And so when we can only see each other from like the shoulders up, there's just a lot more talking, I think, that has to happen, which sometimes can diffuse the impulses that we all have. So that has been challenging, I think. And then also just managing the fatigue that, I'll speak for myself, that I have had, you know, not being able to really take a break throughout this whole pandemic. And, yeah, just dealing with that, managing the fatigue, and then also the emotional weight and the emotional authenticity of what the artists are offering up. I feel all of that. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we're operating inside of very strict deadlines. And so I would say those have been the two greatest challenges for me.
Ayodele, let's talk a little bit about the ideas of self-discovery and self-expression through tap. You sort of touched on this in one of your first answers, the idea that people become enamored with the athleticism of it all, mm-hmm. and maybe might miss the emotional part of tap dancing. Do you find that, A, do you find that's true? And B, do the dancers struggle with this as well?
Do the dancers struggle with
the idea that, like, there's a performance aspect, but also, you know, if you see a modern dancer, you don't question whether or not they're channeling some of their emotion through their dance.
Yeah, you know, that's a really great question. And I think that, I think that maybe there's some sort of pressure that has presented to tap artists to entertain mm-hmm. and to only deliver things that are, like, joyful and, you know, flashy and entertaining, and I think in a sense it has the potential to sort of box artists into, like, you know, to doing things like that. And so, and I feel, and many of my peers who practice this and know the depth of the expression, you know, I think that we challenge audiences to accept that we can, yes, that we can be joyful and fun and all of those things, but that there are moments where we can be equally as, like, you know, resistant or you know, just have more depth of emotion, you know, mm-hmm. as far as our expression, that it doesn't always have to be outwardly, you know, exciting in that way, you know. And I think the same challenges with the audiences, like, is like sometimes they go, well, I just wanted to see their arms go this way and their arms go that way. And I'm like, yeah, well, but, you know, sometimes you have to listen to this real deep groove and get into it, you know, mm-hmm. And enjoy it the way you listen to music, the way we respond, the way most humans respond to music all the time. Like, you know, we can, like, I was listening to Phil Collins when you were playing that earlier, and I'm like, oh, that reminds me of my teens, you know, and that it brings me, like, nostalgia, right? And then I can, like, bump to a hip-hop song, and then I can also get really deep in my emotions with classical music. And so, like, to allow the full depth of expression as both a listener and a practitioner is really important, and one of the things I think we're trying to achieve with this project.
Well, let's take a listen to something from one of the Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 6, Us. The first video posted in this series is a diary from Ted Lewis Levy. He's about 60, he's in his 60s?
60, yeah, he says he's 60.
He's 60 years old. A choreographer, a tapper, a singer. Let's listen to a little bit of the performance he shared as part of the diary series.
This is what I want to share. It's
You do just love it so much. But what do you think we can learn from Ted Lewis Levy? Mm. What do you hope people learn from it? Because, like, and that was joyous, but he's a deep man.
He really is. Well, I almost want Toria to answer that because she's just so good at these words.
Toria. Yeah, I would say the idea that I love what he says about it brings you closer to God or the deity that validates your existence. I love that, how the essence of who we are is in how we go into the woodshed or how we enter into our practices, no matter if it's an artistic practice or not, that spiritual connection to what we're doing is what grounds us, and I also think it's what allows us to soar. That's a very beautiful sentiment, in my opinion.
My guests are Idelia Cassell and Toria Beard. We're talking about the web series Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 6, Us. Idelia, say Andre's last name for me, this exciting answer.
Imanishi.
Andre Imanishi. And based on the diary, you guys seem like you have a very special relationship. What's special about Andre?
Andre, I have the greatest love, admiration, and respect for who he is as a human being. He's a brilliant young man. He's a brilliant artist. And he's so thoughtful, and he's kind, and he's really connected to who he is. And it's so interesting because, you know, sometimes we think of young people as being very, like, you know, I don't know, like, not grounded and just into their phones and into social media and not connected with who they are. And he challenges that. I've known him since he was 9 years old. I used to see him around tap festivals, and we actually, our first time working with him was in Diary of a Tap Dancer, Volume 4. And I saw him in a classroom, and he's a very advanced dancer, and he was in my advanced class, and I went to the next course, which was a beginner class, and he stayed in the room. And I was like, oh, no, Andre, you can go. And he said, no, I'm here, like, I want to learn. And so I thought, okay, this is somebody who's in it for really wanting to just practice and understand who he is, you know, from the ground up at all times. And I just love him. He's like family. I mean, we dance together. I've included him in almost every project that I've had since 2017. We eat together. We travel together. We're like, you know, it's like really like family. And I really value it, because that kind of mentorship or that relationship was really helpful for me as a young person. You know, when I think about the people who were supportive of my dreams and my personal development and growth, you know, so I feel very grateful, like, you know, that I'm allowed to sort of be in his life in this way.
We've got about a minute left, but I do want to ask you, Toria, about your organization, A Broadway Foundation, your executive director, which is about mentorship of young women through the arts. We just talked about a young man. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you hope you can accomplish with your work.
Oh, yes. I think I've been thinking about this a lot, and I'm interested in a couple of things. But since we don't have a lot of time, one thing is the idea of locating your agency or staying connected to your agency and your power, no matter where you are in the within the perception of hierarchy. So keeping the idea that you have choice front of mind or top of mind, having young women always thinking about, how am I meeting this opportunity? Is this working for me? So that mentorship becomes circular. And also giving practical leadership experiences right now where they are, so that they can leverage what they know now and not waiting for adulthood or, you know, when they're in an executive position to then start saying, I'm going to put my leadership into practice.
All good goals. Iadeli Cassell and Toria Beard, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
I appreciate it so much.
This is All of It.